Yorkton. A discretionary use permit for a contractor facility on Myrtle Avenue took a step forward at the regular meeting of Yorkton Council Monday. The subject property at 243 Myrtle is currently zoned CMI-1 commercial, light industrial transitional and contractor facilities are listed as a discretionary use in this zone, explained Carlene Korolik with the city. Under the Planning and Development Act, 2007, discretionary use applications require council authorization to proceed. The applicant, Immortal Concrete Limited, is an existing business who has recently relocated to the subject property from a previous leased location in the Light Industrial Zoning District, said Korolik. The applicant was unaware of the development permit requirement before entering into a lease and relocating to the subject property. Submission of a business license application drew attention to the relocation and the applicant was advised of the discretionary use development permit requirement. The applicant has provided a description of use letter explaining that the business predominantly provides concrete installation services at specific job sites and that concrete is supplied by other manufacturers. They do not manufacture or produce concrete, continued Korolik. Business carried out at this location primarily consists of storage space for products and equipment with minimal countertop coatings performed indoors. The applicant has advised that epoxy products used on site do not emit odors, are non-toxic and are compliant with Canadian VOC, volatile organic compound, codes. Countertop construction produces minimal noise while utilizing skill saws and drills. Currently, the business employs 2 full-time employees and 1 part-time employee. Council was unanimous in moving to have administration be authorized to proceed with public notification for discretionary use application.